Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beauty of Birth Podcast. Joining me today is my lovely mother, Christy Stewart.
Hi, Mer. Glad to be here.
She is visiting from Burlington, Washington, and I have the pleasure of getting to interview her about her birth stories. Thanks for joining us, Mom.
Thanks for having me.
First, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Okay, well, I have a wonderful husband, Mark, and four beautiful daughters, and Miriam is the oldest. And then they're ranging in age from, you're 24, right?
Yep.
24 to 15 is the youngest. We currently live in Burlington, Washington, and so with the border being closed right now, that's been a little bit difficult to be able to come here and visit Miriam and Joel and Finn and Megan.
Finn is my son, by the way.
Oh, and he's here.
That's why if you hear some sounds, that's him making some sounds.
Yeah. But we love Burlington. Washington is a beautiful state, and my husband and I like to do a lot of hiking in the mountains and just enjoying God's beautiful creation out there.
Nice. All right, now could you tell us a bit about what your pregnancies were like?
So my pregnancies were not the funnest, especially at the first 3 months. I would be super sick. With Miriam, who's the oldest, I was sick for about 5 months, so it was a little bit longer. I was just basically throwing up everything I ate, and nothing really helped that much, so just had to sort of endure through that. And then, after Miriam, the other three pregnancies, basically like right at about 13 weeks, I started to feel better, like something shut off. And then the rest of the pregnancy was usually great.
Did you have a doctor or a midwives
with your birth, Miriam? I had a midwife, and then I think it was all just doctors after that. We loved having a midwife for the first one because she took a lot of time every time she met with us. Both my husband and I would go to the appointments together, and she would just tell us everything about each stage of the pregnancy, and that was really nice because we didn't know anything. And then of course she was there through the whole birth process, which was great. But then when we had our second, we lived in the States, and we were Canadian citizens, so we didn't have any health care in the States, so we really needed to have a more hands-off doctor who would agree to only see us hardly ever, because we could only go to the doctor whenever we came home to visit in Canada. So we had a very hands-off doctor for Megan. And then I think, yeah, we just went with doctors after that.
Okay, let's jump into your birth stories now. Just tell us about your overall experiences and maybe delve deeper into one experience that stood out the most.
Okay, so overall, I found my births were fairly difficult, except for the last one, which was a lot easier. I had, like I said, the first one was with a midwife, but in the hospital. And then the second and third one were with doctors, but in like birthing centers more. So I was able to have, with both of those, I was able to have time in a hot tub, which was relaxing-ish, as relaxing as giving birth can be. But yeah, I definitely think it helped. And actually, the third one was born in the hot tub. It was a water birth, even though I hadn't actually planned that. But when I was in there, they just said, "Do you want to stay in here?" And I said yes. So then we went ahead and had the baby in the water. And the fourth one was the one that I had decided in my mind beforehand that I wanted to have an epidural, because I had heard a lot of good things about epidurals from one of my sisters. And I thought, this is the way to go. I do not want to have to go through all that pain again. But by the time I went to the hospital, I was, I forget how many centimeters dilated. I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And so they said, well, it's too late for an epidural. But they gave me some other kind of medication, and I can't remember what it was called, but it went in through the IV, and it just made me feel a lot better. So that was really helpful, and it just helped that birth feel a lot less painful. But the worst one was the girl sitting right here, Miriam. but it was all worth it in the end, of course. But yeah, it was just, I guess, classic first baby. But the other problem was she was, I forget what that's called, sunny side up when they're...
I think so.
Anyways, so her head was facing up instead of down. So she was getting stuck in the birth canal. So once I got to the part where I could push, she just would never advance. And so it was just very frustrating. So I was pushing for 3 hours, which seemed like forever when I was doing it. And every time all the people gathered around would be like, oh, I see the head. Oh, it's gone. It just kind of kept crowning and going back, crowning and going back. And so, and meanwhile, I was getting super tired and just in so much pain that I was not really with it anymore. But I think, so I don't really remember the whole thing, but at some point Miriam was in distress and everybody was panicking because her heart rate was dropping. And so they wanted to use the suction machine to suck her out. But apparently the midwives at that hospital were not allowed to use the suction machine. So they had to call a doctor in to do that. But the doctor who they called was having some kind of war with the midwife, so he refused to come. So then they decided to just do it themselves because they felt it was an emergency. But and then that was great. Once they used that, it just sucked her right out, and it was all over. And it was such a great feeling when that all that intense pain that you've been having for so long is just like suddenly gone. And then there's this beautiful baby. So that's a real high.
How long was your labor overall?
With you?
With me.
Yeah. Well, I started at like 8 o'clock in the morning. You were born at 11, so.
Okay. However long that night. Is. What was the war going on between the midwives and the doctor?
I don't know. I think the doctor just didn't like it that the midwives had privileges at that hospital. And so we had to write a letter. The midwives asked us to write a letter later explaining the situation, and so that they would not get in trouble from the hospital for using that machine even when they weren't supposed to. And I actually don't know what happened in the end.
How did you feel about them using the machine when they weren't supposed to?
I was just so out of it. I didn't even really remember that whole discussion. Dad told me later, but I was really glad because I just wanted it to be done. I would have done anything to have it over with. But I don't even know if they use those machines anymore because
I think
they're considered a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if you were fine with that.
I didn't really realize, and I don't know if anybody knew that there were some dangers involved with that at that time. But when you came out, you did have a big bruise on your head, which looked a little sad and scary.
That is sad. But it's probably amazing to just have me.
Yes, it was amazing to have you, Miriam.
What was the early labor like?
It was just not that hard, you know, but you kind of start feeling like there's some regular thing happening. Like, we walked over to my parents' house because we didn't live very far away then, and like had tea with them, and then we took another walk, and we were doing crossword puzzles at home, just trying to kill time because obviously it wasn't that painful then. Just
starting. And then when did you drive to the hospital?
I guess I don't, you know, it's a little bit fuzzy, but I guess at some point when we felt it was regular and stronger, we called the midwife and she came over and checked how far I was dilated, and she stayed with us for a while until she felt like I was ready, and then she said, okay, we can go to the hospital now, and we went.
How far dilated were you when she checked? Do you remember?
No.
Oh. When you went, what was the hospital like back then? Was it any different than it is now?
No, I don't think so. That was just a regular hospital. It wasn't a birthing center or anything, so there wasn't anything special. It was just a room.
How long did you stay after?
I ended up having to, usually when you have a midwife, you have to leave after 4 hours, I think.
Okay.
But because you were sucked out with the vacuum extractor and had that bruise on your head, I had to stay overnight so that you could be in the nursery for observation. So we left the next day.
With your other births, did you say you had doctors with your other ones?
Yes.
So what? How long did you stay then?
Well, with Megan, the second one, it was only the 4 hours, and then we went back home. With Rebecca, we were living in the United States then, and our insurance covered a bit of a longer hospital stay, so I think I stayed overnight. And then with Emily, we had even better insurance, so then I could stay like 2 nights, I think. And I did because I thought it was fun. I never thought I thought it would be fun to stay in the hospital, but it was, because it was just more relaxing. And actually, one of my friends had told me, one of my friends who had a lot of kids, said, you know what, they don't have nurseries anymore at the hospitals, you know, like they don't take the babies away and put them in a nursery overnight or anything, but you can still ask the nurses if they'll look after your baby so you can sleep for a while. And so I was like, I'm totally doing that, because I always end up having, except for with Miriam, I guess, but the rest of them were all like kind of middle of the night type of labors, and then you're so tired after you have the baby that, and then the baby cries all night, and then you don't get any sleep again. So I thought, oh, it'd be great to get some sleep at the hospital and then be able to go home feeling more rested. So I asked the nurses if they would keep Emily for me and let me get some sleep. And they did. They just kept her at the nurse's station. And then, I don't know, brought her to me every 3 hours or something for feeding, and then took her back again. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was actually kind of nice. And there was not really anybody else there at the time, so there was no chance of getting your baby mixed up with someone else.
Like on The Office.
Does that happen on The Office?
Yeah. How old were you when you gave birth for the first time to me?
23.
Okay. Nice. How was postpartum and breastfeeding for you? Was it the same after each birth or different every time?
Well, I think it gets easier after the first time. I didn't really have a hard time any of them, like with breastfeeding or anything, but except that I never had enough milk. Just that little problem. But I mean, I never had mastitis or anything. I just didn't seem to have fatty milk, so the babies didn't grow very fast, and I usually ended up having to switch to formula at some point. I tried to nurse as long as I could.
What was the longest you nursed?
Emily was the longest. I think I went to 8 months.
Okay.
So that was really good for me.
Were the rest all 6 months?
Nope. You were 7 months, and Megan was 3 months, and Becca was 4 months.
Oh, Megan was only 3 months?
Yeah. The first time, it caused a lot of stress because I really wanted to breastfeed, so I was trying hard to make it work. But then once I realized Miriam just needed to have more, and I started feeding her formula, then I said to myself after, like, with the next ones, as soon as they started seeming like they were hungry, I was just going to switch right away because I felt bad that I had been starving her for so long. So that's why I switched faster with Megan and Rebecca. And I didn't really have postpartum depression or anything. I just got the baby blues for a few weeks and then felt better.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Recovery was good every time.
Yep, the first time was the hardest because I ended up having to have an episiotomy because they said they weren't allowed to use the suction thing. And so they were debating what to do. And they said, if the doctor comes and we haven't cut you, then he's going to be like, why did you call me to do this if you haven't even tried cutting her first? So.
What?
So they cut me. And that was a harder recovery. So that one took a while. But then after that, the other ones, I recovered really fast.
That's good. All right. And what advice would you give to moms new and old?
I think that I would just advise you, like, to read good books about child raising and just try to educate yourself about that because it's a huge job and God gives us these little babies and then we have to raise them and sometimes you feel like you don't know what you're doing. And I felt that was so helpful to just read some good parenting books and along all the different stages of life, like from the little years to teenage years. It's just good to have some good advice and try to and obviously pray a lot because we can't do this on our own.
Good advice. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. If you would like to find her on social media, my mom, she is on Instagram and Facebook under Christy Stell Stewart. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time with a new episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Theme song brought to you by my husband, Joel Pennings, playing